Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Irv Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Chartak moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chartak scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Sam Lowry now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Baker moves to third. Clift moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Baker scores. Clift moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Hayes moves to second. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundra bunts in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Hefner moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baker hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Lowry moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowry moves to third. Vallow moves to second. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowry scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Browns. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Tyak now playing center field. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estilella. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hefner for the out. One out. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estilella. Sundra reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sundra scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Suter applying the tag. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chartak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estolella. Chartak reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sundra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Tyak moves to second. One out. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estolella hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tyak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-4 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field. Tyak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mayo bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Tyak moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-3 in the game. Estalella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Estalella reaches third base with a triple. Tyak scores. It's 9-2, Browns. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sundra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baker bunts towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Sundra moves to second. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sundra scores. It's 10-2, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chartak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Frank Skaff pinch hits for Sam Lowry. Frank Skaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaff hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.